Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Good to be with you on this Thursday morning, March 12th, 2020. We had an amazing time last night as we gathered together and prayed and got into the Word, and we're just building up faith and the body of Christ, receiving healings. And I'm telling you what, we are getting stronger and stronger, and it's so amazing because we see the world system getting weaker and weaker. For a very long time, we knew that this day would come. It has arrived, and we are here. And what have we been doing since we heard many years ago that these days would come? We've been preparing our spirit, our soul, our body. We are, and this is key now, listen, we are not invested in this world. We did not take our days upon earth and the breath that we have and invest in the world. What we did was we invested in the kingdom of God. We invested in people's lives. We invested in preparing our ark. We invested everything in the kingdom of heaven. And our treasure is in heaven and not on earth. Today, people are probably watching the stock market for the second time this week. The S&P 500 shuts down for 15 minutes because it's collapsing. They're watching the, like 2008, the stock market just died. We have no interest in that. We have no investment in that. That means nothing to us. The NBA shut down its season. That means nothing to us. And there is nothing in this world. And it should be that way for all Christian men and women, and all Christian men and women right now should be rejoicing. And I do mean rejoicing, because the Lord is coming. The signs of the times are here. Have they been here before? Yes. Listen, there's a problem here. Houston, we have a problem. And I want to share a little bit about it just for a second here. I've got some prophetic words that I wanted to share this morning, and I hope I could find them. Let's see. Oh, there they are. Listen, though, there's all kinds of conversation going on right now around the world about, oh, they've had this before. It's been here before. It's done this before. You know, every election year. And people, mostly, and I say this sincerely, not judgmentally, but at, just in observing, a lot of people are basically so terrified that they're covering themselves with a facade. Oh, these things have happened before. In other words, denial, mockery, scoffing. You know, that type of spirit is a covering to the fearful. And that is very dangerous. And listen, we're here. We're watching. We're observing the signs of the times. I got a word this morning out of Micah. I mean, just opened up my Bible and here it is. I want to share it with you, okay? The book of Micah, chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Micah, the Moreshite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Okay? Verse 2, hear all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all that therein is, and let the Lord God be witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord comes forth out of his place and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. And you know what the high places are? These are kingdoms. These are thrones. These are dominions. These are authorities and powers that have been situated on the earth, like Mother Babylon, who sits upon many waters. She rules over the people of the earth. Well, God says he's going to come down. And then he says, all the mountains shall be molten, those mountain kingdoms, those mountain empires, under him, and the valleys shall be cleft as wax before the fire and as the waters that are poured down a steep place. And this goes on into verse 7, and it says, and all the graven images thereof shall be beaten to pieces, and all the hires thereof shall be burned with the fire, and all the idols thereof will I lay desolate. For she gathered it of the hire of a harlot, and they shall return to the hire of a harlot. You know, the idolatry of sports, we've talked about it for a very long time. The idolatry of luxury, the idolatry, you know, man has set his heart on idols. It says in Jeremiah, the people were mad upon their idols, mad upon the idol of money, mad upon the idol of gold, mad upon the idol of silver. When your heart is attached to the things of the world, it is idolatry. That is all there is to it. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. We use it, we don't abuse it. There's nothing wrong with receiving the blessing of the Lord. But when your heart connects to it and you start freaking out because it's going to be lost, you know where your heart is. Right now, you should be rejoicing again that these things are happening, that the shaking is coming. Maybe many souls will be saved right now as they see everything caving in, but maybe, just like in the book of Revelation, men will raise their fist against God and say, how dare you take away my idols? How dare you make my stable environment unstable? Remember, we've been saying it for a couple of weeks now, that Jesus said that there would be wars and commotions, and the word commotion means unstable. Well, people waking up this morning, unstable times. We are living in the unstable times that Jesus said, and it's not just what happened in 2008, a stock market crash. I mean, you're talking about a global pandemic, the World Health Organization, right? So it's all coming down the pipe. But where are you? Where are you in the midst of this storm? Your mind, your spirit, your soul, your body, your heart, all that you are is set on Christ above. We knew these days were coming. We may be surprised that they have come like they have, but it's a suddenly moment. We knew that it would be like a bottleneck. We knew that it would come suddenly. We've been studying the book of Revelation, where it says the end time prophecy would come suddenly with speed when the world stage was set. I mean, it's all connecting. You know it is. I know it is. So what are we doing here? Well, as for me and my house, we are humbly rejoicing in the Lord, not at the tragedies of the world. It just is the signs of the times. You know, there's a better place than earth. Do you know that there is a better place than this planet? And that place is heaven. When's the last time you really stopped and thought about heaven? Really thought about it. What is heaven? Where is heaven? What is heaven like? How do I get there? Heaven. It carries the tones of peace and tranquility, happiness and joy. to be fortunate, to be blessed. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more suffering. The promise that God gives to us in His Word, that we get glorified bodies. What is a glorified body? He says in 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul, that these bodies are bodies of humiliation. He literally calls them in Philippians chapter 3, vile bodies. These vile bodies, but he says they'll be changed into his glorious body. These vile bodies. Imagine brand new bodies that cannot get sick, have no darkness in them. They cannot die. No memory of the past, only divine light and energy from Father God's Spirit, preparing us for eternity. Eternity. Life here on this earth in these bodies, it's not eternal. All flesh is as grass. All flesh is as grass. Why would you be upset right now about anything? The stock market crashing, businesses failing, coronavirus growing. And you know, and I know, this is not the last card they're going to play. You know that there's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new events that are going to pop up. April's going to be the acceleration month. It's going to go into high gear, overdrive. I mean, it's just going to zip. And so you're watching it. Everything that the Bible has said will be prior to the second coming of Jesus is now underway. There are a few more things that this has to lead to. This collapse, this fear, this pandemic, this economic crash, idols being smashed. There are a few, it leads to something, this commotion, this instability, this unstable environment. They use propaganda, don't panic the people, don't get people in fear, intoxicate them with feel-good messages. You're way beyond that. You are way beyond that. You don't need Fox News or any other news station to calm your nerves. The Holy Spirit will do just fine. The truth of God's Word. Where are you connected to in your heart? What have you lived your life for? Your stuff? Saving your physical body? Heck no. Your whole life has been spent in telling people that Jesus Christ is Lord. He could save you because he loves you, but you need to know he's going to come again. And when you die, you're going to stand before him and his word is going to judge you. And then an eternal sentence is going to be placed upon you. It's either going to be enter into the joy of the Lord or go into the outer darkness. I mean, that's why we're here. Then we live our lives. We have homes and families, and we utilize the resources of the earth. We get that. Okay, we get that. But our heart never tied itself to the things of this world. Never tied itself. Nothing wrong with being blessed. Nothing wrong with it. I'm saying to you, a new house, a new car, a new baby, new spouse, new job, joyful things, money comes, praise God, hallelujah, but your heart never got tied to it. So when it goes away, like the people in the book of Hebrews, they rejoiced for the spoiling of all their goods for their faith in Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Nigerian Christians today who are being slaughtered at an alarming rate right now smile at the Islamic sword. It's almost like they're saying, go ahead, make my day. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Nigerian Christians aren't tied to anything in this world. They just fell in love with Jesus, and they're not willing to deny their faith at the Islamic sword. So my point to you today, don't let what's going on in this world bother you. Don't let it bother you. We know how real it is. We get it. And it's going to get exponentially worse because it leads to something. Where is this all leading? You know the answer. It's all leading to the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation. The tribulation that has never been before and will never be again. Imagine 2,000 years ago when Jesus said that in Matthew 24, that the great tribulation that has never been before and will never be again, when the one he was talking to comes. Well, what was before Jesus? I mean, my goodness, the days of Noah, that was a pretty big tribulation. The days of Lot, pretty big, destroying cities with fireballs from heaven. I mean, go on down the list. There have been some pretty hellacious times in the history of mankind, right, before Jesus. And Jesus said the great tribulation that's coming would be greater than, worse than, anything that had been before him. And the one that's coming, we thought, well, maybe that was World War I, maybe World War II, maybe Nazi concentration camps, maybe that was it. It's not it. Because there were things not yet fulfilled, like Israel becoming a nation again. They weren't a nation in World War I. They weren't a nation in World War II. No, no, no. We are now living on the planet, and the stage is set. And the prophecy, the book of Revelation, is going forth. And because, you know what, we get the blessing. It says, we get blessed, he who reads it, and they who speak it and all that. The blessing is right now. You know what the blessing is of reading and hearing the book of Revelation? When we read it properly and we heard it properly, we're not afraid. We knew it would come. So now, finalize preparations. Get everything finished. Get situated. Not in fear. Get ready to go in to the great tribulation. But some people will go in and it's going to have a major impact on their lives because they haven't prepared. They just had spots, wrinkles, and blemishes that they didn't get dealt with in their soul realm. They chose not, for whatever reason. Maybe they just got lazy, who knows, to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. Maybe they got so caught up in the things of the world. It's easy to do. It's easy to do if you're not careful. The world, the flesh, and the devil always vying for our attention. But there are people who have taken up the cross, who have followed Christ, not in a fanatical religious way, legalism or anything like that, or licentiousness on the other hand, but people that just said, I'm going to follow Jesus. In my attitude, in my conduct, I hear tones inside of me that are not consistent with a new creation species, so I'm going to get rid of them. There are times I'm not nice. There are times I'm grumpy. There are times I'm not happy. There are times I'm upset. There are times I'm frustrated. There are and all of that was a sign that there's still further work to be done. And so the idea was getting conformed and transformed into the image of Christ in nature, right? We've talked about this. So people have been doing that. At the same time, they've been preparing their ark. So the day has arrived. Don't be surprised. Don't fret. Honest to God, don't fret. Keep working. Keep going. But have that heavenly perspective. Let's read a few prophecies, all right? Let's do that today in light of what's going on in the world. This was titled, I got to get myself in place here. In the last days, scoffers shall come. That's what the title of this prophetic word was. It was written in September of 2003. Is when I wrote this, September 2003, so just short of 17 years ago. In the last days, scoffers shall come. Those who scoff at my justice shall reap the reward of perdition and fiery judgment. Wow. These are ungodly men who choose not to hold the love of the truth, but rather walk in their own deceivings. These are ignorant men who walk after their own lust. Your nation is full of scoffers, America. From the White House to the schoolhouse to the house that one lives in, the voice of mockery is heard in your streets, and in your streets shall I mock at the calamity that comes upon you. Like a woman in travail shall America travail. In every attempt to steady her course, a new wave of judgment will come. There will be no peace within your borders from this time forward. for your cities are filled with violence and crime. The thoughts and the imaginations of the hearts of the people are vain and filled with wickedness and debauchery. You say, not so. There are many righteous people in this country. I say to you that if I find 10 righteous in your cities, I will not destroy them. I will assure you that many who have been tried in the fire have been burned. Few have gone through the tribulation and purging that I have sent, and fewer still have endured my chastening. The remnant that dwells in your midst shall be kept safe at this time of judgment. My judgment is released in many ways. When you look to one way, I will come in another. You will not have the ability, technology, or strength to resist what I am sending. And I want to just pause for a moment here. And I want to just remind something. I heard the president say last night of the United States of America. The president said, this thing came out of nowhere. We don't know where it came from. He literally confirmed what we have been saying from the day before the coronavirus hit the world stage. The day before, we read the Isaiah 47 prophecy that it will come from a place you do not know. It'll come out of nowhere. Literally, Isaiah 47:11. It'll come from a place you do not know, and you will not be able to put it off, and it will bring a mighty disaster. The president fulfilled it last night when he said, this thing came out of nowhere. We don't know where it came from. Ladies and gentlemen, that is amazing when you really stop and think about that the day before this whole coronavirus, before the markets were crashing, before, the world was saying, oh, it's okay, everything's okay, normal. The day before, on this radio broadcast, God's word in Isaiah 47:11 said, something's coming. Go back, listen to the archive. Just go back. Something's coming, and you will not know from where it comes. And you won't be able to put it off. They tried to put it off a few weeks ago. No problem. Well, today, they're not putting it off. It's the World Health Organization pandemic. Everybody, 160 million Americans are going to be infected by. They can't put it off. The word of God. And it will be devastating. My heart breaks for that reality. But it's true. Man. So I go back to this prophetic word, and it goes on to say, why? Why will these things be? Because you tolerate the whore. Wow, that's amazing. We talked about that yesterday with Daniel Seckham about the sorceress, the adulterer, and the whore. And we say here that the reason for the judgment is that you've tolerated the whore of Babylon, the mother of harlots, mystery Babylon, right? You continue to allow her to seduce the saints. You will not awake from your slumber, and you have become sick in the bed of her fornication. Yes, mock as you will. For many have trusted in their own righteousness to save them, and those who claim to have my righteousness do everything but what is right in my eyes. You see, there's a facade of security. There's a counterfeit righteousness. Oh, we are declared to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. But John says in his epistle, don't be deceived. He who is righteous doeth righteousness. In other words, we do what is right according to the word of God. Few that be that do it, believe me. Now, you continue to walk after your flesh and carnal ways. You continue to divide and separate and say that it is I who am doing it. You slumber in a dream that has lulled you to sleep and have held out your arms to push me away. Yet I will not be pushed away. I will not be mocked. I will not be scoffed at, for I am God, and there is none other. I am, and I will have my way in the storm. The hypocrites in Zion shall be afraid. You have held out a line, but it is not mine. You have raised up a standard, but it has not my standard. I have laid the line, and I have lifted the standards, and the standard is Christ. Everything that is not moving towards that standard is false. I say that many shall come to me in that day and ask me to open the door, and I will tell them to depart, for I have never knew them. Examine your righteousness and see if it is mine. Are you as I am? Are you maturing into a vessel of likeness? Did I not say that I have many brethren, that I am conforming into my exact image? Where is the righteousness you speak of? Did I not appoint Phinehas and his seed after him for an everlasting priesthood? Did I not give peace to his house because he executed judgment upon that which was in the camp? Yes, he did. And I ask you, great prophets of America and great apostles of America and great leaders of America, have you executed the judgment upon that which is an abomination to me within your camp? Why have you allowed the abomination to march through your streets and cities uncontested? What a word to the prophets that preach peace and safety and all the leaders. Meanwhile, our streets are filled with bloodshed and debauchery. The city, is, the nation is flowing with innocent blood. Oh my gosh. Well, let's go on. Why have you allowed the abomination to march through your streets and cities uncontested? That which has labored has fallen short because the desire of the heart is to self-promote and to make a name for itself. Men's hearts are deceitfully wicked. And shame has covered the face of some, and others have fallen to pride. Where is the effective ministry of my spirit in your country, America? Where is the church militant triumphant? You see, you got to understand, and again, I'm just saying the truth. Most of what is called Christianity today in America is effeminate softness of a solical kind. It has nothing to do. It's not true gentleness. It is not true fruit of the Spirit. It is a facade that a guru or a monk could transform themselves into. This effeminate Christianity shut the mouth, and everything was tender and calm and so-called gentle. Meanwhile, our nation was promoting an abomination in our legislative branch of government, slaughtering millions of innocent babies, promoting homosexuality and pornography, changing the laws of God into the laws of Lucifer. And the prophet stood by and said, peace, peace. And all the people said, oh yeah, I want to feed on those lies because they make me feel good. Well, where is their peace today? Where is it right now? Oh, they're going to continue to say, it's going to come through. It's going to change. We're going to get better. No, it has never been better since 9/11/2001. America has never gotten better since 9/11/2001. It has never gotten better. It has gotten progressively worse. In 2015, the Supreme Court passed the law for men to marry men. How could you say it's better? There's nothing better. Nothing better. We have sunk into such perdition. My God, ladies and gentlemen. In the true words of God that were spoken in this nation by unknown prophets were mocked at, scoffed at. And I guarantee those peace and prosperity prophets probably had a lot of money in the stock market because they got rich from the people by telling them lies. But they're dead now, some of them. Oh, but you say, we are not to use weapons of war, natural, carnal weapons to hurt or kill people. I will judge you out of your own mouth. For if it is true that you are not to gain the victory through physical war, then how then would you accomplish it? Did I not say that if you love one another, all men would know? Does not the weight of responsibility fall upon you who have my knowledge of the truth, but do not put it into practice? Where is the church in America? Where is the unified body of Christ? Hypocrites, liars, you refuse to budge. Yet I will budge you. I will throw you down from your high places and give them to another. Show me 10 righteous. Show me 10 who have no schism between them. In any city across your land, show me the 10. Show me them after your church meetings. Show me them after your outward show is over. Show me the 10 while they are at home in bed living day to day. Show me the 10 righteous who do what I say. Then I will spare your cities. Then I will hold back the tide. Yet I know that there is great mockery and pride aligned against me. Yet I will prevail. Who shall contend with me? I know none. I will execute what you have not. I will sweep across the land with fury and indignation and erase the lies that you have filled your heads with. I will damage that which is precious to you until you turn to me with your whole heart. Oh, my God. Let me tell you a mystery. Again, coming on the radio broadcast today, I have a stack of prophecies. I never read this. And yet I did read Micah chapter 1, where God is coming out of his holy habitation to judge the earth. And right here, because the church would not execute the righteous judgment of God when blasphemy was promoted and is every single day in this nation, but the church stayed silent and capitulated and tolerated. So God says, all right, church, get out of the way. Go on with your hypocritical ideas about being who you say you are, but you're really not. So I'll come out and deal with it. See, that's the truth. That's the real truth. But here's a word to the beloved. Oh, my beloved, my remnant, my vessels of gold. I hope that's you today. How I will pour more and more into you until your cups are overflowing with truth and righteousness. Your light will burn so bright and is in the midst of the devastation, in the midst of the devastation, many will come to your light for rest and security. They shall know me because of you. Thank you, God says, my dear sons and daughters. Thank you for being obedient and willing to allow me to perfect you and transform you and change you. Though men have given up on you, I have not. Yep, it's God's word. Confirm it. No doubt about it, that's God's word. I have more, but that just is absolutely amazing to me. When you see things from God's perspective, they're different. Again, what lens do you look at the world through? Our job is to look through the biblical lens at the signs of the times and give interpretation to them. See, to me, if the coronavirus ended tomorrow, if the stock markets went up higher than ever before in the history of the world, it would mean nothing to me. It means nothing. That stock market is not a sign of God's approval of this nation. The NBA goes back to playing basketball. It means nothing. That is not a sign of God's approval. That is just Babylon surging. Coronavirus going away, all is well. It means nothing. But you're in it right now. You're in the storm right now. My personal belief, this doesn't go away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards will be pulled out of the deck and will be played, because I believe the time has come. And to me, that's really good news. Because whether I live or whether I die, I believe in my salvation. In fear and trembling and in pure humility, I continue to pick up my cross, fall upon the rock to be broken. I want to change everything in me. And yet I'm learning how to just go through life and enjoy the blessings that God gives that when they come, little thing here, little, you know, whatever, enjoying my wife, enjoying my little puppy, enjoying our church, enjoying a little sport, tennis out on the field, staying healthy, whatever. I enjoy little tiny things. My hope is in the resurrection and a glorified body being changed. If I live unto the coming of the Lord and am one of those fortunate ones who will endure to the end of the great tribulation, I'll be alive and remaining when the Lord returns, and I'll be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. I'm all in. But if I happen to go by way of death, it's only physical. My soul and spirit are never going to die. I have the eternal spirit of life inside of my spirit and soul. So it's good. It's okay. My heart hurts and I can't get it out of my mind. My heart hurts for the Nigerian Christians right now. And they're not the only ones. These are the ones I just became aware of what's happening presently. These beautiful Nigerians who love Jesus, who love Father God, who love to pray, the most beautiful countenances are being slaughtered by Boko Haram, who has overwhelmed the government of Nigeria. And now we're being told at an alarming rate, not by Fox News, not by CNN, not by the news media, but by Christian organizations like EWTN, a Catholic news network who has many churches in that area, are coming and they're speaking, saying they're being murdered and slaughtered and tortured. Their villages are being burned and they're wandering with nothing but the clothes on their back, only to be captured by terrorists and tortured again. My God. And we're worried about the stock market? I'm trying to separate. I guess what I'm going to do right now is just open the telephone lines. Maybe you have a call you'd like to call in on. And we'll check it out, see if anybody's listening in to the broadcast. We have a call coming in from area code 605. So let me get my headphones on, and maybe you would like to join us on the air today. The number to call is 818-369-0326, and I do see area code 605 is pressing the button. So let's say good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. A question. You were reading the prophetic word that the Lord gave you in 2003. And
correct.
then at the end, you made this quote. You said that the Lord had given to you, "Oh, my beloved, I will pour more into you, but amidst the devastation, I will be with you." So basically, was the Lord showing you then that at this time, God's people will be divinely protected, the ones that are sold out to him, and yet the judgment and the wicked will be destroyed. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, God has always in his word preserved and protected what is his. And I think what's fascinating right now, and again, this is just something that fascinates my spirit, is that we're so close to Passover coming right now. And I do know that God works in patterns. I do know that he, you know, he knows we're simple and he has his word. He says, "You're not an expert, but you know how to read." Read the Passover event. It's coming. Remember what happened. Egypt was being destroyed, representing the world government, the system of the world. God's people were taken and separated. And where there was no light in Egypt, there was light in Goshen, right? So, yes, I do believe that God will preserve his people. In fact, I believe, you see, what New Wine Ministries is, Kathy, let me just be honest here. We have received one YouTube video after another. People are sending us information all the time. Yesterday, we witnessed at least three of those videos where people are telling people, the combat nurse and some other people talking about, you know what God's going to do? He's going to make home fellowships shine in these last days and get little groups of 20 or 30 people together. Everything everybody's saying they need to do right now, we are. New Wine Ministries has been so divinely led by the Holy Spirit. We are not looking forward to the gloom and doom of this world. We do believe, and we've been working this out, that Yes, there will be the glory of God in a home fellowship where seven or eight people are gathered together, and the anointing will be so rich and the glory of God will be so strong. People will be getting healed. But outside that door of that house, the darkness around the earth will be very real. So, yes, I do believe that with all of my heart. And that's not just pretentious. That's not just fantasy. That's not just, you know, some facade of faith that says, oh, well, look, I believe what it says. No, I really believe that we have been kept and we will continue to be kept by the power of God through these times. But there are issues. We've got to all work them out to make sure the enemy has no place in us. He has no territory, no ground, no legal right to say, I can interfere with that purpose right now. And that's what we call working out our salvation with fear and trembling.
Okay, that's very much makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we've got 310 million people in the United States of America, and they're not all going to gather in one place, you know, I know, correct? So then correct. God is raising up group of people, this remnant, and eventually they will be gathering, like you said, in groups. And so it will be basically like it was then in the days of Goshen.
Oh, absolutely. The cities of refuge for a purpose that God has in mind. You know, he's been speaking for such a long time in our generation and calling his people to gather together. And yes, I do believe there will be communities. And the only thing that you and I want to know is that Jesus Christ is at the helm of not only our personal lives, but those communities as well. And this is just getting back down to basic, genuine Christianity. You know, in our little fellowship in New Wine Ministries, and we're not so little, by the way, we're a very strong, I admire the people in our church. Let me just say it that way. Patricia and I have been pastoring for 28 years. We admire the people today that are part of this ministry. We have differences. You know, some people believe that the earth is flat in our church. Other people say, no, the earth is a globe. Do you know that doesn't bother us one bit if the earth is flat or if it's round? You know, until we get the truth and work that out, and I'm just giving you kind of an example of how the unity is not surrounded by, I believe the earth is flat or round. Now, every single one of us believe because it's biblical, and maybe we're going to find out the biblical reality of a flat earth or a round earth, whatever. Not as important right now, but every one of us biblically believe there is no pre-trib rapture, that we have to prepare to go through these times. We all believe that there is no ideal or doctrine of once saved, always saved. We all believe that God has prophets and apostles available today and signs and wonders and supernatural miracles. We all believe in healing. So our commonality is in the Word of God and Jesus Christ. And so I think those communities will survive wherever they are.
Yes. So how on earth are we, is people going to come into one mind, you know, and one in spirit, in truth, because it's very hard because of all the differences and that. So God is going to have people, and Jesus Christ, like you said, will be the king, and then God's people get their orders from him. But to get people in one mind and one accord, it's a hard thing.
Yeah, you don't do that by the force of your hands or the force of your doctrine or theology or eschatological views or your... You know, that happens when people are seeking the Lord for themselves, when people are searching the scriptures, and what God's Spirit does is he gathers together those of like mind. So it's not such an idea that we have to force this because it'll never happen. But when individuals seek the Lord, eventually they are brought together. And this is God's end time plan. He's going to network it by his Spirit.
Thank you. It makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, Kathy. All right. Hey, if you're out there today and you want to call into the broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 818-369-0326, 818-369-0326. I've got my friend out here, Thoth. I used to do radio with this gentleman in California. His name is Mark, really, but he goes by the name of Thoth. And he says, 30,000 troops sent to the EU and the NO news in the USA. Okay. And no, in other words, 30,000 troops go to the EU, no news in the USA. Since everybody has had the common cold, which is coronavirus, if you get tested, they're going to roll you up because everybody will test positive. You wonder what kind of vaccine they're going to give, right? Brother Thoth, I love it, man. Appreciate your time. Good to see Michelle Brown with us and Sharon Evans. God bless you. Denny Sossaman says, good morning, Pastor. This is Sally. So this is Denny's wife. These definitely are the days to walk in and speak aloud. Psalm 91. I agree, Sally. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. You got it, Sister Sally. That's the way to go. All right, so waiting for your call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on the dial pad. We'll bring you in, and we will take some more comments out there if you're ready to go. 818-369-0326. So where are we today? Let's take this call coming in from area code 325. Good morning. God bless you, and welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning, Pastor Vincent.
Well, good morning out there from Texas. How are you doing?
I've been reading Psalm 91 all week.
It's the way to go. Psalm 91
yeah.
All week long.
Listen, you're kind of blinking out sometimes. You need to check your deal.
Okay.
Sometimes it goes off and then it'll come back on and stuff like it kind of skips around.
Okay. Well, you know where I've been. I blink out once in a while too. You know.
Well, I do too. But at my age, I blink out a lot.
Right. Right. Yeah. Very good. You know, the day may come where we may not have this access to the internet or radio at all. I mean,
that's
we
right.
know that day is coming. Come on. So, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm ready. Well, I've been listening to you all week, and it's amazing what's going on in the world, but it's got to happen before Jesus comes back. So, but get your oil and everything you need.
Amen. Get your oil. What a profound statement. Between reading Psalm 91 and getting your oil, those are both very profound statements. And the body of Christ needs to hear that. Get your oil. Receive the anointing. Get immersed. Be saturated through prayer, maybe fasting, whatever you do to get yourself equipped. Read the Word of God. Those three things are weapons of war, I'm telling you. Prayer, fasting, studying the Word of God, fellowship with the body of Christ. Very powerful tools. All right. Thank you so much, Glenda, for calling into the broadcast. We appreciate you and love you. God bless you.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, the number to call, 818-369-0326. Sister Glenda said that we need to, we're blinking out. And I'm trying to tell you, man, where we began this journey, when we got born again, there's no wonder we blink out once in a while. But you know, God is so good. He can save to the uttermost. I honestly want to encourage the body of Christ today to get ready for what's coming down the pike and to know that God is good. Let's take this next call coming in from one of the dearest saints I know. My beloved wife, Patricia Joy Xavier. Good morning, Patricia. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. What an incredible program today, as usual. I just love when you read those prophecies that you have written ages back, because it just makes God so powerful and mighty that he would give that word way before it happened for preparation. And we do need to be prepared. Oh, how we need to be prepared in spirit, mind, and body. But I just wanted to mention for Glenda, I recall being involved with them years and years and years ago, where they were so encouraging to us as a ministry. And they were such a move of the spirit, understanding the times that we were in, even in the early 2000s. At the year 2000 and onward, it was ministry about this, the times we're in right now. They understood it perfectly, and they were a powerhouse for us also in those days, and still are, because they're still standing with us. So I am thankful. Thank you, Glenn. It was good to hear from you on radio.
Amen. Amen. Patricia Joy, thanks for reminding me that. Yes, I'll speak into that in just a moment. Patricia Joy Xavier, we're going to say goodbye for right now. We're going to take another call coming in from area code 507. I don't know where that area code's from. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm Richard from Minnesota.
Hello, Richard.
I just called in to say, I hope the Christians realize this is a great opportunity for us to witness to the lost. With all this going on, that they will be open more, because when you got a crisis, the people are much more open of their heart, and you got a great opportunity, and that we should not miss this opportunity, because you stop and think, you got health problems with the virus, financial problems, shortages coming up, and we as Christians got to win the loss, and this is an opportunity God has given us to reach him.
Amen. Amen. That's good preaching, Richard. I absolutely agree. So how would you encourage people to do that?
Well, it's very easy. Like if you're in a store, in the checkout, you know, person, you just start a little conversation. You know, it's easy to just say, well, isn't it sad how, you know, what's going on? People getting sick, people dying. But, you know, if I died, I know where I'm going to spend eternity. Do you?
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. We're
all
called.
All you got to do is start up a little conversation, ask a few questions, and it's amazing what they'll say.
Okay. I totally agree, and I thank you for that encouragement. What a time to be useful to the king and for the kingdom of God is what you're saying, Richard.
Yes, and not only that, you know, if they don't respond, at least you're planting a seed.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. That's right. One plants, the other waters. God gives the increase.
Yeah.
I love it. So how did you get in contact with the ministry? How are you hearing us all the way in Minnesota?
I picked you up on the internet. I found out from Kathy.
Oh, good. Good. God bless Kathy. She's quite the evangelist, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Richard, on your heart you'd like to share?
That the people got to use some common sense. I mean, you know, they talk about this buying, people buying, you know, well, right now it's panic buying. But there's coming a time that the pipeline is going to get empty because the ports are getting empty now. And from there, it'll go to the warehouse, and then it will show up in the store. So if there's some basic stuff you need to stock up a little on it, because you take Procter & Gamble. There's thousands of items that they have China make for them. Well, it might only be the plastic container, and they may, you know, like dish soap, they might make it here, but the container comes from China. Well, if you don't get the container, you can't make the soap. If you don't get the ink or whatever, you know, there could be 5-10 steps to making a product, and if one of them steps fail, you don't get the product.
Absolutely. You're right on. What good information that is. Praise God.
Yeah, so, yeah, because, I mean, people don't stop. I think, you know, dish soap, you know, laundry soap, mouthwash, toothpaste, all the ordinary stuff you use, how much of that does China, are they involved in making it? They might not make the whole product, but they might make part of it.
But you got to have the whole container to make it work. So are you an advocate then for people joyfully going forward, getting maybe a few extra tubes of toothpaste, getting some extra soap, getting some... Are you an advocate of basically storing your ark?
Yes, because the pipeline, they tell you, the pipeline's going to dry up. So if it's in a month, two or three, how long is it going to take, you know, before it starts filling up again? Don't know. But if you run out, what are you going to do?
Exactly, exactly. And just, Richard, just think about what happened in Nashville. What was it last week where 25 or so people were killed by a tornado? Today they're saying tornadoes are going to be wreaking havoc from Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way east. People wake up one day and everything they've had is gone. And then they wait for the community to come and help them, or the government to come and help them, or the charities to come and help them. But we're moving towards a day where not too many people are going to be available to help others because they're going to be preoccupied in taking care of themselves, right?
That's true. And you can't count on the government in the future. I mean, if they're busy all over, they ain't going to be showing up right away. You will be on your own for a while.
And then we get to see what's really in the heart of men, because in Katrina, when Katrina hit in New Orleans, we were there. We heard the stories. We went to the stadiums where it was supposedly a safe zone, It was anything but safe to be in New Orleans, and people acted like animals. And I believe that still exists in our nation, and that could be a very dangerous reality.
Well, that's very true. You get in the big cities, you will be on your own, and you're going to have to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're talking now about these quarantine, that these, I call them the new concentration camps, these quarantine facilities. We can imagine and envision right now, and we're hearing that the martial law would come and military powers would circle cities and not let anybody out or in. What will happen in major cities when you're not allowed to exit or go in? I mean, look at the travel ban right now, 30 days, no travel into Europe or out of Europe, into the United States. I mean, this is getting eerily close, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's getting very close. If you live out in the country, it's so bad, but if you live in where it's more heavy populated, you might wind up in one of these situations, and you're going to have to be prepared for it.
Amen. Amen. Wow, Richard, what a great conversation. I appreciate you calling in so much. God bless you.
Well, thank you.
All right, sir. All right, that's Richard from Minnesota. Great call. Number to call, 818-369-0326. 818-369-0326. Hey, no hyper-sensationalism going on here. No fear-mongering going on here. We want to equip the saints. We want to prepare the saints. We want to encourage the saints. Count it all joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Remember, this earth is not your home. Your treasure is in heaven. Everything you have on this earth outside of your own body, soul, and spirit is just a blessing from the Lord. And if it goes away, your heart's not going to go away with it. You're not fearing. You're not panicking. You're watching stock markets fall. You haven't tied everything to it. You're being led by the Holy Spirit. He's telling you where to invest. You know the best place to invest anything you have is in the kingdom of God. Honestly, the best place, and I used to teach this 28 years ago. I had charts and everything, and it was not a prosperity gospel. It was just, where is the best place to invest what you have? It's in the kingdom of God, supporting radio ministry, television ministry, your church with tithes and offerings. Invest in the kingdom. My God, you don't only reap what you sow there, but you also reap the benefit of Corinthians. God will increase the fruits of your righteousness. You get a spiritual blessing as well. Hey, waiting for your call. We've got just a few moments left in the broadcast. 818-369-0326. Who's going to give us that last call today, this Thursday? Yesterday, by the way, March 11th, I kept going, what is March 11th? March 11th. Wasn't it March 11th, 2011, when Fukushima happened in Japan? And I kept thinking, March 11th, and I remembered yesterday. Let's take our next call coming in from area code 479-321. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
When you first started talking, Pastor, I thought of this. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. It's not popular to talk about the blood of Jesus so we can go to heaven. All we do is ask him to forgive us of our sins and become our Savior. And that's
Amen.
All I need to say.
All right. Well, that's a mouthful right there. You're right. It's all about salvation. Listen, don't fear death. Hebrews chapter 2, they had the fear of death their whole life. But Jesus Christ came and destroyed him who had the power of death. That is the devil. And in Timothy, he has abolished death and has brought to light immortality in life. Listen, seek immortality, seek God's glory, seek for the praises of God. Let God be pleased with your life today. Honor the King, worship him, praise him, thank him that you're here right now to be a solution to the problem, to be light in the midst of the darkness. Get your ark ready, continue to pray, get around good people. Ask the Holy Spirit, lead me today to people that will be a good for my fellowship. All right, very good. God bless you. And Sharon, you are most welcome. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing, right here. And now, OmegaRadio.org. You know, we built it 3 years ago. Paul, 24/7, Omega Radio. If you have any suggestions how we could do better, let us know. But right now, a roundtable discussion is taking place. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.